recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios and broadcast across Brisbane on 102.1 FM.
You're listening to Zed Games, where we bring you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to get in touch? Text in on 0420 626 733.
G'day, Cheekies. Welcome to Zed Games. I'm Millie, and I'm here in studio with Jack, Kosh, Kate, and Ranu.
That's us.
But it's me.
Hey, that me.
It's me.
Mario. Oh. Yeah, that's going to be relevant today. I'm so freaking zazzed to have a discussion about this because I'm a big old nerd. So how y'all doing? How y'all doing on this fine show day up here in Brisbane where everyone's getting sick?
No one cares about the show. Shut it down.
No one cares.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
No one in studio cares about the show.
I can feel the impending hospitalization from the flu.
Yeah.
Well, at least I don't have to walk very far. Because they just leave the echo and then walk straight into the hospital across the street.
Basically. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we love science on air. As we just
it's fine.
Gently discuss, like, yeah, it's true.
You can
illness, yes.
I love piercing eye looks that we're giving each other, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Just being very upset about the show. It is indeed Echo Week, and it is a public holiday, but we don't sleep.
No.
Definitely
not. What sleep?
A sleep in is like 8 o'clock for me.
I can sleep when I die. Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, yeah. Bing.
There's so much silence happening. What are your... It's a
we're
quiet...
We're all really tired.
It's a quiet... Yeah. It's a quiet week.
It's too accurate. Just the... You know.
Okay, look.
The last good sleep I had was in the womb.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a heavy mood.
That's a mood.
It's pretty hefty.
Let's talk about what we're doing this week.
Yeah, so what's on the show this week, Dad?
Millie, you're screeching about Mario 64.
I am. Wahoo. Let's do this.
Wahoo! Yeah.
Incredible. I'm so proud that we've done this.
I'm so proud. Yeah, I've got, because everyone's bored with their lives on the internet, people have just gone back to vintage games, like Mario 64.
Like a good cheese.
I love cheese. And they're just, like, finding all these dumb exploits and secrets, and I'm all here for exploits and secrets.
Also, can we just go back to the cheese thing for a second?
I
remember we're having a conversation off air about cheese not being eaten at room temperature. I saw the packaging of my blue cheese says best eaten at room temperature.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
That's soft cheese.
I was correct.
Soft cheese you got to always have at room temperature.
All cheese.
It all tastes like moldy stuff anyway. So if it gets a little bit of mold, it's just extra flavor.
Exactly.
Everyone loves penicillin.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, Ron can't have penicillin.
It might kill me.
I can say for sure that penicillin in certain parts of your body is not a good time. So I don't recommend it. I'm just going to put it out there. Like, just no.
I'm kink shaming you.
Remember when this show was about video games?
Yeah.
Every time.
First time, every time. 99% of the time.
We love cheese.
Toasted cheese is hot. That's cheese.
Love cheese.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to have your toasted cheese at room temperature.
Guys, this is a show about video games. We're talking about video games on this show.
No, cheese. It's cheese chat.
We had, like, soup chat and we had bone broth chat. And
I'm just going to keep bringing it back.
You really like food. Talking
Can
about
you
food.
Really bring in, like, bone broth. I'm ready for some bone broth.
I will.
Just buy some stock. Anyway, video games. You're talking about Mario 64. We went to Game On over the weekend.
Yeah, we did.
We hosted a stage at Game On.
We did, and I died.
Did you?
I slept for 15 hours.
Oh, wow. I think I'm actually still tired from Game On. Like,
yeah, me
to
too.
Be honest.
That might be it. I might be just catching up on Zeds from Saturday.
Yeah.
It was Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was just, it was exhausting.
Definitely Saturday.
It was good, though.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
I went out drinking afterwards, so I was completely fine.
Okay, then, gosh.
Yeah.
15
okay.
hours.
What is I mean, hours? All the developers did as well. Like, yeah, I don't know if you'll notice, like, they all were like, let's go to the bar immediately. Well, actually, you all left before it proper finished.
Yeah. Because we were exhausted,
I had
Jack.
To stick around for a second panel, and the organizer was like, Jack, are you on this panel as well? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, what do you drink? I'm like, cider. And then she came back with a full pint, and I was like, thank you, Joanna.
She tried to get the entire audience to get us drinks.
Yeah, to buy us drinks.
I would have been down for drinks, but I had to drive home. So, because it was on a Sunday.
Saturday.
Yeah. Wait, why didn't I drink? What's wrong with me?
No, you slept until Sunday.
I did sleep until Sunday because I was exhausted.
Well, every time you go to sleep on a Saturday, you wake up on a Sunday.
Wow.
That's
really?
Whoa. I'm not ready for this.
I'm too tired for this.
Yeah. You ever get on a plane in like Australia and then land in the US?
and it's like the previous day.
I love it.
It's the same day.
I love time travel.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Everyone loves a little bit of time travel.
Or a lot.
Or a lot. Just stop.
Final Fantasy 13 too, coming up later this week.
Yeah. No.
So we're going to talk about Game On Festival. We're going to talk about Mario 64 Secrets.
Yeah.
But first, we have the week in video game news.
Ooh. Wow, wow, wow.
Bing, bing, bing. Across Australian radio and across the world online, from 4ZZZ Studios in Brisbane, this is your weekly Zed Games News Update. Local industry members Kat Benstead and Tegan Smith have launched their brand new content creator resource hub Player 2 HQ. The new company aims to assist content creators at varying sizes grow their brand while developing a sustainable business and growing an organic audience. Benstead commented on her inspiration for founding Player 2 HQ, quote, "We found that a lot of content creators were overwhelmed or had no idea when it came to running their business behind the scenes," end quote. Smith added, quote, "We created a service that takes away the stress of trying to find time for all the business requirements," end quote. To learn more and get in touch, Player 2HQ is now live at player2hq.com. Emmett Shear, the CEO of Twitch, has apologized to streaming star Tyler Ninja Blevins after their channel was used to inadvertently recommend porn. Ninja recently left Twitch for an exclusivity deal with Microsoft's Mixer, and in their absence, the channel was changed to a page recommending other popular live streams, one of which featured pornography. Shear claims this occurred while Twitch was experimenting with showing recommended content across Twitch, including on streamers' pages that are offline. Ninja's team is now trying to have the entire channel removed, but at the time of recording, it still stands as normal with previous broadcasts still available. The developers of DayZ are making changes to appease the Australian Classification Board, and they'll be implemented to the global version of the game too. Last week, it emerged that DayZ was refused classification for physical release in Australia due to strict ratings guidelines. The digital version was later banned as well. Now Kotaku Australia reports Bohemia Interactive is modifying the game to meet the board's requirements, but rather than creating a separate Australia-only version, it will apply the alterations worldwide. The studio didn't specify what it'll be changing, but it will likely include how the game uses cannabis as a healing item. Xbox first-party studio boss Matt Booty said the company's games won't all necessarily be Xbox exclusives moving forward. Booty said if a recently acquired developer like Double Fine wanted to stay multi-platform, Xbox would likely allow it. On the Game Informer show, he said, quote, "I think that the question is less binary about should it be on Switch, should it be on PlayStation, and more, does it make sense for the franchise?" End quote. With Minecraft, he said it was a no-brainer to keep players already on other platforms happy and to even add further platforms. "Don't get too excited about big franchises like Forza, Halo, and Sea of Thieves coming to PlayStation, though, as they'll likely remain Xbox exclusive due to how they were designed from the outset to really exist on Xbox." That's all for now. For more gaming updates, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as at ZEDGamesAU.
Hey, welcome back.
Well, they didn't go anywhere. They
Your
were listening to the news
so
the whole time.
Your voice is so nice.
Oh, no.
So, like 10% so turned nice. On? Like, 15% turned on? Like...
Never.
Yeah, I only just realized that I can, like, really, like, drop my voice down a couple
Welcome
of octaves.
Welcome.
I work in a call center, and one of my colleagues said that she thought I worked in a different kind of call center with one of the calls that I had recently.
And
I was like,
okay.
No... What that was supposed to be my empathy voice.
Different call
empathy
center.
Voice.
Oh.
Oh.
One's that cost
Jack, your face.
$9.99 a minute.
I was like, the moment you said empathy, I was like, got it.
Empathy voice.
I mean, I can say for sure, because I know where you work, that those sorts of customers legitimately call through and you're just on the phone for half an hour trying to shut them up.
Sad? And you just kind of, yes, and okay, and yeah.
And you're like,
and
so
like,
was there a problem with OzPost?
What are you doing?
That's all it is. Welcome to Zed Games Customer Service. You're speaking with Jack.
How are you?
Yeah.
I mean, all I can think about when I hear, like, nice voices on the radio is just that particular radio show from Parts and Rec, where it's just, like, they just speak so softly the
just
entire
ASMR
time.
ASMR radio.
Yeah, pretty much.
We could do that, but we just decide to scream all of
them. Yeah, no, we're like,
we're
ASMR,
mainly me.
But
it's mainly me.
Yeah,
no. I'm sorry.
Look,
I'm not. I'm really not.
I was like partly concerned about having five people in studio, but this has actually been the most low-key show in quite a while.
Do you want me to start screaming?
No, I jinxed it now. So this is all going downhill.
Do you want me to start screaming? Because I can make it happen.
You said that, and we're gonna ruin it for you.
It means you can all carry the show now, which is good.
Yeah.
So, Ninja's a porn streamer.
I felt
That's
so
what
bad
he
about
gets.
That.
That's what boobs. He gets.
No, here's my problem. Okay, I have a few problems with this. I saw another streamer who was just watching Mixer in like a, you know, a viewer perspective, and found that a lot of the games, like, it's not as easy to find variety streamers. So I think the move is very specific for Battle Royale games. But Twitch, I understand that they're trying to experiment with ways to promote streamers who are live, but without actually getting consent of the person whose stream you're promoting on, regardless of whether you're knowingly or not promoting something that is not even part of terms of service. Like, I would want to know if there's something being advertised on my channel, if it's just someone else, if it's just...
And the problem is they did it for the biggest channel on Twitch.
And apparently it's not on all channels, so I would think that it's like a small release, so...
It's literally just his channel.
It's
like, the ninja you're looking for is in another castle. Yeah. Like, they designed it for his channel because he peaced out, and they were like, porn. So, no, they didn't put porn there.
And that was just
there.
Who was streaming at the time.
Yeah, so to clarify, Twitch did not put porn on the channel.
It was not knowingly.
Because they wouldn't.
Well, you'd hope not. I mean, maybe they would.
I mean, my channel's been up for a while. I'm kidding.
Yeah, Harry Frankfurt. Sounds like porn.
It does. I get that a lot.
Yeah,
thanks.
No, I'm glad that you're fully aware.
Everyone's nodding.
So basically it was, highlighting a bunch of other Fortnite, I think it was just Fortnite streamers. And, basically the Twitch community was like, let's just float a porn stream. That's what they did. And then there was porn on his channel, and apparently that's what he gets.
Bless you. I feel bad.
Bless you.
I mean...
Hi, how you doing?
You're blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
On your knees.
This isn't... We're not family radio. Shut that down. None of that.
It's PG-13 stream, guys.
We're
not in the States. Come on.
Yeah, this is fine.
I mean, I know it sounds Teen. Like it when
I'm
I
I'm just
going
to play some cupcake next.
Oh, my God. I love that. Yes.
This is now the food cast.
Oh,
yeah, you don't know who
sweetheart.
Cupcake is.
You don't know really who don't. Cupcake is.
We're going to introduce him
We're
going to
introduce you to Cupcake in the break.
I'm introducing you to Cupcake.
Please do it.
Do it.
On the topic of, like, sort of family-friendly stuff, Mixer, this is, like, somewhat unrelated, but Mixer has a bunch of, like, clothing guidelines as well that Twitch really doesn't have. And I've seen a lot of posts lately about... Kosh has just got
Kosh just tripping.
It's just hot.
Exciting content, right?
It's just hot. He's getting hot. It's getting hot and heavy in the Triple Z studios. Isn't it? When the aircon works. Never.
Don't bring it up.
So basically, to be a family-friendly stream, clothing must cover an entire visible body from a few inches above the bust line. Cannot be strapless. Should show little to no
cleavage. Okay, so I have things that I want to point out here, because Twitch tried to release this, and they tried to do this a few years back, and they very much said that, you know, certain amounts of skin, or I can't remember the wording, like, you couldn't have spaghetti straps and you couldn't have certain things. They tried it, and there was an absolute riot, because it is censorship, and it is... I mean, I personally have to be offended, because, like, as much as I think that it's inappropriate to use that for views, I think that if you have a body, you shouldn't be shamed for having it.
I think there's a few different factors into it, because the people that I've seen most frustrated are understandably women on Twitter, because a lot of the clothing restrictions are sort of absolutely targeted.
Yeah, because I wouldn't be able to wear a t-shirt like I'm wearing now.
What you're wearing right now, which is like, it's not low cut.
No.
But what they are saying is teen stream, which can reveal more than a hint of cleavage. No, you're not even doing that.
No.
I am.
But this wouldn't be allowed on the family-friendly stream.
No, I think it would narrowly be a teen,
God forbid those collarbones.
Oh, my God, man.
But really, like, the people who are streaming to that platform aren't going to be streaming on a teen stream or family-friendly stream, even on Twitch. Like, they don't have teen-friendly or... They have mature and non-mature.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm age-gated, and they have non,
yeah, and it's
which
like,
is different.
You have to be 18 or whatever it is to watch that stream or tick the box that goes, yes, I'm an adult.
I've got mine limited by age because of the fact that I cuss and talk about heavy, serious topics.
Yeah,
not because I'm doing anything of a provocative
or
suggestive nature.
Tips.
I hate that. I just... Sorry.
I'm going to get my whiteboard and just, oh, my God, I dropped my pen. Oh, no.
Bend over.
Pretty much.
Now on Patreon.
That's
the tier 3 sub only.
Imagine living in a house in Queensland without aircon as a streamer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And being told
having
that you
lighting,
can't. Yep.
And having a hot computer, having hot monitors,
no spaghetti straps.
Hours, And you're not allowed to wear a singlet.
And probably carpet, too. Yeah. Instead of, like, wood floors.
Mm.
Which can change.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah. Like, in my room in the summer, that's pretty much all of those things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you have, like, a you know, one of those actual nice chairs, your chair is, like, a fabric as well, which is really heat conductive.
Yep. If you're a Queenslander and poor, screw you.
Basically. Yeah,
that's all we basically say, right?
Which just hates Queenslanders in summer. Climates around the world.
Yeah, LA's melting right now.
LA, oh, yeah. Florida.
Like, California
so
is hot.
Many other
places. They are the Sunshine State. They deserve it.
They deserve
it. We get it as well. Whereas it's your...
Remember when they tried to change us to the Smart State?
Oh, I remember.
No. That didn't last long.
And then it was
for a few reasons.
Back to the Sunshine State, and my mate pointed out that Victoria is the education state. I had nothing to come back with.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
And that's all. Yeah, I cannot say anything more.
That's the thing. Like, I can't see how that sort of rule would fly. But because the platform is so new, maybe that's how they can get away with it. Whereas Twitch was coming in and trying to change it already being
like Mixer. The feeling is that Mixer is trying to build a community, whereas Twitch, when you try and change a community, like, Kate, how many times have they redesigned the YouTube layout and it's been received well? Like.
Literally I don't think never. It ever
never.
Has. Yeah,
but
never
it's been
has.
Changed at least a dozen times.
Yeah,
everyone it recently, warms up to sure. it, but
well, they just kind of forget how the old one looked, and you just like whatever.
Snapchat recently changed everyone's.
I hate it.
Yeah, they.
I wouldn't know. Yeah.
Oh, and when Twitter changed,
yeah, Twitter changed as well.
The
I didn't even know that.
So the desktop UI is awful. I hate
it. So much white space. Anyway,
yeah.
Oh, I just put it on dark mode.
Yeah, dark mode.
Yeah,
too much dark space. Yeah.
I mean, that's
it's just the void.
The
I'm looking
the
void. Exactly. The void is like, you know, comforting.
I'm using a widescreen monitor. Let's just waste 2/3 of this entire monitor.
Basically.
Yeah. Just switch to TweetDeck.
TweetDeck.twitter.com. Just in case you didn't know,
It's still owned by Twitter.
Owned by Twitter, and it's infinitely better.
Damn.
Unless you have bad vision, in which case it's going to be a bit crap.
Well,
and if
I'm
you want to add
for
GIFs
it.
To tweets, you can't do that either.
If you what?
If you want to add GIFs to tweets...
Yeah, you have to go back to Twitter. Yeah, true.
That's stupid.
Mm. That's a bit annoying.
But, I mean, I integrate, like, Zed Games, New Game Plus, mine, work ones.
I'm literally only on Twitter for you guys. That's it.
Aww.
Thank you. Beautiful.
I'm glad.
Like, I'm glad you updated your, like, bio to include us.
Yeah. When I joined.
And followed us.
I, like, literally.
Thanks for following.
I realized, one, I wasn't following the, like, you know, the radio show that I'm on.
Zed Games account, yeah.
Two, my bio was incredibly out of date.
It was.
And three, I found my old Twitter account the other day, which I thought had been deleted, so I had to go deactivate it.
Uh-oh.
I was just like,
what was on there?
Oh, dear. Luckily, I still knew how to log in.
Thank God.
Yeah. And then while I was doing that, I realized my Twitch probably needs updating because I haven't had a chance to stream in God knows how long.
Enigmatic Django, yeah.
It's not anymore. It's just my first
and
last name.
You updated it,
yeah. And so it's just Ronnie Tezzerum now.
Yeah.
As is everything else, because my name is my name, and if somebody else has it, I'm going to be like, no.
Incorrect.
That's not true.
Like that
there's
Spanish,
one of
like
me
that Spanish
in the
YouTuber
world.
That, like, take out to,
oh,
took
yeah.
our show.
I'm so mad about
anyway,
that.
No, that's an off-air thing. So basically, Twitch accidentally put porn on Ninja's channel. It was kind of stupid. Their CEO apologized. Ninja's bitter about it. They're trying to take the channel down entirely, which I don't know why they think that's a good idea, because someone else can just make a Ninja account and, like, move in, basically.
I think
they
they're
will.
Just grumpy. They're just upset.
It's just really...
They're butthurt.
I'm just really... I get so butthurt when I earn millions of dollars a year. Like, it's just so hard. With a single contract from EA, I can get $1 million. Like, it's just tough.
Go away.
Shut up.
No one likes you, Ninja.
It's terrible. No, I think he's got a good point. Like, I'm... Like, he built his brand. Like, regardless of what the platform, you make a YouTube channel of 8 million followers, and then, oh, they're streaming to other... They're advertising other channels on your...
It's,
same thing.
It's grounds for things like defamation.
Yeah,
because it does. Yeah. It does sort of ruin his image and his brand. Which
and the amount
built.
Of people that are watching his, like, even just lurking on his streams. He's not even streaming. Like,
lots of
on
kids,
Mixer, people are joining his channel.
Yeah,
you can go to Mixer right now. You'll probably see an active chat, and he's not streaming.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
are
lots
talking
of kids
to each other.
Watch Ninja too. So that's probably the big
the
big thing.
Big one.
Like I'm, you know, I babysit, and the kid just puts on Ninja, and I'm like,
just
let me leave.
Sidebar, the panel that you guys bailed out for at the end of Game On.
Yeah,
my team won that trivia night basically.
Oh yeah,
on flossing.
No.
Out.
No.
Out. One of our youngest, no. like younger than me, like I think a good 3-4 years younger than me. She's a dab. She's a sweetheart. Mm. Yeah, she literally flossed and our team won based off of that.
That's I'm okay.
I can't
I'm
have doubling it.
The I feel like costs. I feel because like that means that I should be able to do it, but I can't because I feel like it's probably a
I think she's younger
age.
Than you. Only a little bit.
Only a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the news of the week-ish. We flew off on at least 30 different tangents.
We love tangents.
But it was necessary.
You're hanging out on Zed Games in the studio. Jack, Millie, Kosh, Kate, Ronnie. Millie.
Hi.
Tell
Super
us
Mario
I'm so
64.
Did you not want to talk about Game On first?
No, I'll do Game On last.
Okay, lit.
Super Mario 64, because we're going to have, like, if you're listening to us on 4ZZZ, obviously download us on iTunes and Spotify,
I
but
mean,
we're also,
on,
we're
going to
be broadcast in Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth, New Zealand for the TV episode.
Oh, wow.
We're going to be broadcast to about a dozen regional stations for basically the same TV episode just going out over radio.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be covered in a lot of other ways in ever, anywhere else.
Just literally
anywhere but Brisbane. That's what it seems
the internet.
Like.
That's
why we're briefly covering it now.
Yeah, that's fair.
So it's like a brief cover here and then big boy cover on TV
big
and
boy.
National radio.
Big boy, we're on TV.
We are on TV.
Scream into the
we've
void.
Made it. We've made it.
It's terrifying.
I've been on TV for 3 months. It doesn't mean much.
3 years. I've been on TV for 3 years.
The rest of us
tell
might
me,
not
tell
have.
Me that being on radio is like... I mean, it's fine.
It's impressive when people hear about it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're on radio. You're on radio. No, it's like it's impressive. Yeah. And I'm like... Yeah, that's my response. I'm like, it's not really that flash.
It's the same. It's the same response I get when I say like I do YouTube or Twitch or anything. They're like, oh my god,
like,
really?
Wow.
I'm like, well, it's not
and then
like
interest
that.
Fades.
Like, and then I really have to pull it back a lot.
A lot.
Getting their hopes up. Or
so
anything.
You have expectations? Gone.
Yeah. Don't like those.
And then they try and find you. It's like, oh, what are you doing on the channel? Oh
no.
Oh, I should have mentioned.
Don't
find
me, please.
Yeah, please don't find me.
Don't.
It's the
other Twitter account.
Stop it!
It's the same when I'm like, yeah, I'm a model and actor. They're like, cool! And I'm like, no.
Yeah, this is why you don't say things. Just don't talk to people at this point.
Pretty much.
You're hanging out on Zed Games.
We're a radio show.
Hi.
Super Mario.
We're very shy. Don't talk to us.
Mario
So, Mario 64 came out 10 billion years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. It came out when I was one. So
it's been 83 years.
Yeah.
I wasn't alive.
You weren't alive when it came out. So here's the thing, what I'm going to be bringing you today. It's called The Mystery Goomba.
Ooh,
mysteries.
Do you want some like Mario 64 like background music?
No, because it's like, do it. No, please.
No. I've got some like vaporwave level stuff.
Do it.
Yeah?
Do it.
Okay, well then you move this way and I'm going to get the...
All right, I'm moving in. Hello.
Anyway, tell us.
Okay, yeah.
Tell us.
Okay, so this was discovered by Super Mario Legend on YouTube, known as Panokoke 2012, because all usernames
because
are taken.
Because numbers, yeah.
Known for his use of parallel universes in speedrunning levels without pressing the A button.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I will just talk about that in a later episode. Because, wow.
Table it.
They're impressive. And I don't even know that video games had parallel universes, but they do.
So does the real world.
I know.
Let's try.
Yeah. Woohoo! Okay, so here's the thing. Most Goombas, if you turn that down, just a smidge. Thank you. So, most
a little bit aggressive, my bad.
So, most Goombas spawn in two different types. There's singleton and groups. This is going to get very game-heavy technical, all right? Bear with me. I did 3 years of game design. This is very interesting
this
to me.
This is when the degree comes
this
in
is when
handy.
The degree comes in. Okay. So, singleton Goombas always load in-game, but they disappear from view when Mario's further away, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they are constantly there as a value as such.
Yeah.
Group Goombas in threes load and unload in a triangle shape, Illuminati confirmed, as you move closer to them. They are inconsistently there, right?
Okay.
Yep.
Is that clear?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Cool. So group Goomba... Oh, wait. Let me scroll down in my notes. So professional. However, there's a set of only two group Goombas in the level Bowser in the Sky.
Where's this third Goomba? Where's he gone? Is he lost?
Yes. According to the well-established ancient website, it looks like it was made in the 90s, which probably was.
Probably was, yeah.
SM64.com, there are only seven Goombas listed in this particular level. However, using the art of hacking the game till it breaks, Panokoke 2012, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, discovered a lone Goomba trapped under the death barrier, right? Bringing the total up to 8 Gooms.
Mm-hmm.
This lone Goomba was hidden from view for 18 years.
18 so bad.
Years.
Like, imagine being that Goomba and just being like, no one knows about me.
But when he was found, he was able to drink.
Yeah.
In Australia.
That's the first, the priority in my mind. I'm like, drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Goomba can drink.
Get drunk about your problems, about, you know, never being known for
exactly.
a long time.
Exactly.
Okay, let's switch your stories of where you were.
So here's the thing. This Goomba, because he loads beneath the death barrier, Mario cannot reach this location due to the small radius. Here we go. Here's some complicated, game theory stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was a gentle one. So he cannot reach the Goomba's location due to the Goomba's small spawning radius, right? Not its loading radius.
Mm-hmm.
So when you enter a Goomba's spawning radius, it's completely different from its loading radius, right?
Yep.
So Mario can be in two different locations for this Goomba. It's confusing, I know. But Goombas spawn in threes, and because Mystery Goomba spawned below the platform that he's on, he's too far away from his brethren to stay loaded in the game.
Okay.
So as soon as you approach him, his spawn point has disappeared because he's too far away.
Yeah.
But when you enter the Goomba location, he's spawned underneath.
Okay.
So it's really like this weird intersection where he's invisible and not visible at the same time. So he's having an existential crisis down there.
Mm. Same. Right?
And we
Along
can't rescue
me.
Him?
No. There's literally no location.
Forget Princess Peach. I want to rescue this Goomba.
I'm going
to rescue
the Goomba.
To rescue the Goomba.
There's literally no location where the spawn point and the Mystery Goom overlap. So Mario will never see the Mystery Goomba with his own eyes.
So is this kind of like a Schrodinger's Goomba situation
yes.
then?
Yes. Okay.
Yes, he literally,
exists and doesn't exist.
He exists and doesn't exist at the same time.
Wonderful.
Because Panokoke, I'm so sorry if I'm not pronouncing your name right. He's not listening.
If you're listening, yeah.
But he literally tried everything, like breaking the game to try and reach this Goomba, but because he's past the death barrier and his spawn radius and the Goomba radius.
Oh, God.
That's fine. No, it's not going to. No, it's fine. It's fine. Okay. It's not going to.
Yeet. There's no way without, you know, dying. Mm. And the only way that he managed to get him up there was, almost breaking the game to, sort of make him appear. But even then, he's, a fake object.
He
doesn't work.
Right.
So you can't get the coin within him. So, ultimately, he is an impossible enemy and an impossible coin.
World's hardest boss.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. And this doesn't he doesn't affect the speed running or anything. See this secret, you find the Goomba, and then you finish the game.
No,
here's
the thing. It's just people are that bored that they're just discovering the fact that this ancient game has bugs. I'm like, wow, really? But
who would have thought a game that never had an update has an issue? No.
Wow. But it's just fascinating about the fact that they didn't pick that up at all. The fact that Goombas spawn in three, but for some reason there's two. It wasn't picked up for 18 years at all.
There was another one I
until
heard about recently
bored.
About Donkey Kong Country 2, I think it was. And there's only 17 puzzle pieces, and then that's how you get the 101% completion of the game. And that's been like that since the game had been released. And then after about roughly the same amount, 12 years or 13 years, someone was breaking the game, as they do for the speedrun. They found another puzzle piece that hadn't been found before in a specific location. And everyone's gone, what?
Yeah.
You know, everyone who is dedicated to it. So now they have to redo all the runs with that new puzzle piece in it, because that's the 101% completion.
Yeah, literally, I want to come back and talk about the impossible coin, completing, there's a level, watch for falling rocks in Hazy Maze Cave, that completed in 0.1 A presses.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's a great video, isn't it? But I really want to discuss it because it was done by the same guy. He's dedicated to breaking this game.
That's fun.
And it's so fascinating that's what people are doing now. Obviously, the video game market is so open these days. There's everything available to you, but there's still people out there who are you know what I'm going to do? Break it.
I just love that of all games, they've gone back to 64 games.
Oh, yeah, because they were part of your childhood. So you just want to see if there's more. Mm-hmm. You want to play them more because they were so nostalgic.
Yeah.
And then you just find magical little things like impossible coins and possible Goombas, you know.
Mm.
Fun times. Poor Goomba.
Schrodinger's Goomba.
Schrodinger's
Goomba.
He will
be remembered.
Poor Goomba.
Jack.
I love this. This was a great story. I've just kind of been like doing some Zed games like paperwork in the background, but it's been, I actually really enjoy that. And the music, when it wasn't blasting in your ears, my bad. I was like, this is going to be loud enough. No.
too loud.
Beautiful. Some more Mario talk sometime?
Yeah, obviously. I'm down.
You still need to talk about Twilight Princess.
Oh my God, yes. I need to talk about the furry bait.
Of course, that's what you went straight to. That's cool. We'll do that. We'll do that. Sure, whatever, man.
And the fact that Link has nipples.
After South Bank. Weird.
Yeah, Link has nipples.
Mario doesn't.
Odd. Mario does have nipples.
Oh, he does.
They're pepperoni shaped, and I zoom in
you
on them.
You fish-eye those nipples.
Of course
Free the
I
nipple.
Do.
Free the nipple.
Free the nipple.
But not on Mixer. If you're not aware, 4ZZZ's Radiothon is currently underway. It was very noisy outside the studio when we all walked in. In fact, three announcers might have had a mild panic attack on the way in.
Yeah, I'd rather there not be people. Ever.
I'd just rather
anywhere.
Just...
Yeah. I, like, ran inside. Yeah. I'm not even joking.
Me too. I ran at the corner and I was like, who are you people?
Yeah.
And then the texts in the group chat from me were very
much... It was just
much
violent.
Scared.
Like, you were violently scared. Yeah, sorry, to clarify. You weren't ready to, like, hit someone.
No.
No, you weren't getting violent. Good. Sorry, it is Radiothon. So, if you like Triple Z, and of course you do, you're listening to us, it's a great radio. It's the best radio station. It is the best radio station.
This is the best radio station in the world. In the history of radio stations.
Ever.
Obviously.
China.
So, basically, you can go to 4zzz.org.au, subscribe to 4ZZZ, because we are all subscribed. Whether or not you want to say that you are, it doesn't matter. We're all subscribed.
Yeah,
and
we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go and subscribe. That's the point.
Please.
Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bing. Subscribe.
I just need the light to go off. Like, I need to
You're
know.
You're waiting for the light to go off?
I need
like
to know that
to
somebody is listening to us.
4zzz.org.au.
Thank you.
You can even subscribe your pet.
You can. You can subscribe your pet. You can subscribe
your band.
Yourself. If you're an under 18, it's a fair bit cheaper. If you're a concession, it's also fairly affordable. If you're, the whole situation.
Yeah.
So
you
many options.
You can subscribe your entire household.
Just do it.
Please do that.
Please. We need money.
Yeah.
I'm so poor.
By the way, none of it goes to us.
That's fine. Quickly,
it's a good cause.
Game On.
Yeah.
Yes.
Game On Festival has been running for a very long time. I have loved the event every single time that I've gone.
Mm.
This was the first time you all have worked, not you. You've worked other video game events.
That's Koshy.
I've done, I'm a professional journalist. Yeah. That means I can
He was
going to
chime in, that's why. It's radio. The illusion of radio has been broken. It's just not good radio.
No, it's just not good radio, Jack. Stop stealing my line.
Are we ever good radio?
No.
No.
Good enough to subscribe to, though.
Subscribe
to us.
What was it like for you guys?
Exhausting.
Loved it.
I'm still recovering, but I did love it.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I haven't been to an event like that before.
No.
Where it's small and enjoyable.
Intimate.
And just getting to play games and seeing people. I'm not going to lie. There were about three different devs or teams that I've gone up and played their games. And they're like, oh, we weren't expecting that. Thank you. And I'm like, what did I do wrong? But it was just fun, you know, to like have a conversation with people who make these games and like play so many different, like there was such a wide variety as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I was very glad to see that Fertile Crescent was there because I had no idea about the game, but it was very much my kind of game, like a tycoon. Like
the way that Ronnie really painted the picture, because we recorded some segments there, Ronnie was like, so you do this and then you do this, but we didn't actually get that far because Kate killed her entire village off, and I was like,
I didn't kill them. They starved on their own terms.
It was their own choice to starve.
They decided they went on some kind of hunger strike, probably.
Because you didn't give them enough wood.
I tried so hard. I was getting all of them.
Did you make sure they were always, like, no one was ever idle?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I had people on everything. I had an archer tower, and I almost had an archer, but then they all died.
I had three farms going, plus the berry bushes.
Same.
And then, yeah.
How did you compare it to? It was like a mashup of Banished and Age of Empires?
Banished, yeah. Age awesome. Of Empires, and like an ancient style of city, like a city builder. To play it.
That sounds really cool.
It's really cool.
It's free. You can download it.
So yeah, you get it.
If you Google search Fertile Crescent, you should find the itch.io page. And at the moment, I believe it's free. I think they were looking to release it on other platforms.
I would pay
make
for
money
it.
Off of it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fertile Crescent is a crescent-shaped region in the Middle East, spanning modern-day Iraq, Israel. Okay, right.
Put game. Fertile. Sorry. Google search Fertile Crescent game. Maybe itch.io afterwards as well. Yeah. Itch.io is the first result anyway. Good. Thank God. Yeah, because Kate, you've been to video game events before.
Yeah.
This is a very different kind of event.
Yeah. I really he just yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Just yeah.
Give Back me a to close you. Yeah.
Give me a close question again, I dare you. Yeah, no, I really appreciated that with this it was more about like the people and not so much about the flash. Like it was very much here's what I've done, let's talk about my game, let's talk about games in general as well. Like I don't know, it was a very close-knit community feel.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I've been to AvCon, which was similar almost, but very fast-paced and bigger. And
a lot bigger, yeah.
Yeah, and then obviously PAX is just ginormous and no one really gets a chance to talk to anyone.
No.
Like, we mentioned...
And everyone's just exhausted.
Yeah, and it's more of, like, a social media thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's a clout.
Yes, absolutely.
Thing, whereas this was very low-key... Like, there was a hashtag, but it wasn't really on the radar. Like, it didn't feel like anyone was grabbing for your attention to get anything off you.
Devs are just really appreciative of, like, people coming up and playing the games. Which
exactly.
Really, yeah. Like, for them, I imagine it would have been kind of, like, humbling.
It was pretty wholesome, honestly.
Incredibly, yeah.
What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, with other networking events and things like that, it's always just, take my business card, follow on Twitter, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I agree. It was very... It was small, don't get me wrong. You know, it was
I like that.
Good for that reason. Because there aren't that many small events anymore.
Yeah.
You've got PAX and you've got things like AvCon, you've got things like it's like Supernova and stuff. They have like little bits of games.
Yeah.
But they're all massive.
Yeah.
So it was good to have like a day event we could actually walk around, not smell everybody.
Yeah.
And there was a bar. And I was happy.
Yeah. Fair. It was pretty good.
It wasn't very stanky. And there were dogs in the New Farm Market.
Yes, there were dogs.
So many dogs.
I ate some good food.
Oh, yes.
It was good.
Dude, honestly, Saturday
morning.
But then
I forgot to eat for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
It was hard.
I barely got some food before they shut. I got some good sausage.
Of course you did.
I was like, oh, wait.
But okay.
Yeah, I'll wait.
Weird flex work.
But you put the onions on afterwards because you don't want people slipping and falling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank
you.
I'm glad someone picked good. Yeah, we can't say the company name. It's community radio. Yeah, but game on. Cute, gorgeous, love it a lot.
Yeah.
Ready to go again next year.
Yeah, definitely.
As much as I was torn between a bunch of different things, God, it was so good.
Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah. I enjoyed it. But then I slept for 15 hours.
Yeah.
Because that was my first game event that I had to be like on.
It was my first game event.
Ever. Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
So
you had a pretty good time?
Yeah, I did have a good time. But I'm still dead.
Yeah, me too.
It's been 4 days and I still want to sleep at least a good 12 hours tonight.
Hey, me too. The life of chronic fatigue.
Yeah.
Mood.
But yeah. No, it was a whole lot of fun and it was so busy.
Yeah.
It was,
packed busy.
And I really enjoyed watching kids break games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
I think I enjoy that more than playing the games, is watching a child break a game.
Going
and game devs just in the corner writing notes.
Oh, no. It's like, I feel like a weird parallel to make, but like I love going to Nara in Japan, which is like known for its deer. Mm. I don't go for the deer. I just go for seeing the deer bully tourists.
That's why I'm going.
It's so worth it.
I'm going to see someone get knocked over by a deer. It'll probably be
people
me.
Like run away from them. And I'm like, suck it. That wraps up the show for this week on a great note.
Yeah, we had a great time.
I don't know what's happening next week. Maybe Twilight Princess.
Maybe
we can talk about furries.
Yeah, I'll do it. I will talk about.
I'll
play
that game that was sent to us.
I'll do anything.
Which game was that?
That furry story game.
Oh my god! Yeah, like, we have
furry. It was like open world adventure furries. And I was like, weird thing to put straight.
And then I saw that it had
The fact that it was three different sentences too. Open world !! Adventure !! And then furries !!
Yeah,
I'm like, one, those aren't sentences. Two, the exclamation well, points aren't selling it any more yeah. than the Furry. Words are. Like, but that'd be fun to review. We'd probably really like it. Thank you for giving us the game.
It definitely piqued our interest, but I'm not sure for at least me it would be enough to actually play it. Because I have a good three other games that I want to get to that are cute little indie PC games. I'm like, I just want to have the time to play.
Furries, exclamation point.
Dude, I just want to play Fire Emblem. Yeah. I mean, have enough time to goddamn review it.
Yeah. You gotta find Bondage Grandpa.
He's not. That's not real.
I was watching somebody else play some of it.
There will be mods.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Bondage Grandpa.
Jesus.
So thank you for listening. Yeah. This has been an awesome show.
That's how we're going to wrap up the show. Go to 4zzz.org.au. Subscribe to 4ZZZ. Check us out on social media at ZEDGamesAU is Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. The website is zgamesau.net. We're on iTunes and Spotify. Slide us into your DMs. Is how I'm gonna. Yep.
Yes. In that order.
Push on through.
There's another episode where Jason and I spoke about the Kill the Kill game that is out now on
PS4
and Switch. That's a real thing. And he dragged me for saying there was not going to be a Switch Lite because I was saying that for a good 6 months, and then there was a Switch Lite. I was like, damn it. So yeah, this one is Autumn's Rise from CrossCode. It's such a good song. Oh, I love it a lot.
You say that about everything?
Yeah, but I only play good music that I enjoy, and because none of you actually have brought in
MP3s. Oh, okay.
I brought a CD once.
And we played it.
Yeah.
It's proof. Here it is. See you next week.
Bye.
Good song.